News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ray O'Donoghue, the director of music festival C Sessions, has been appointed as Dublin's city's first nighttime economy czar. And Ian Redmond, operator of the Ohana Tiki Bar on Harcourt Street and co-owner of Hyde in Dublin, joins us now. Good morning to Ian.
Good morning, Ciara.
Your reaction to this, do you welcome this? Do you feel it's about time, really?
Absolutely. We've been talking about this for years, and it's fantastic that Dublin City Council have actually appointed Ray. He's a proven track record with his industry label, his record label, his festivals, artist booking, event management and production. So really excited now that Dublin City Council have actually pushed forward and appointed Ray. Looking forward to seeing what he brings to the table for Dublin. It's okay. An exciting time. The economy, nighttime economy, is on its knees. And it badly needs someone with Ray's experience to come on board.
Well that was that impetus. Obviously, you're welcoming him because he has, I suppose, that track record, and that's a good thing. But where is the nighttime economy at? And I've been talking about this with friends lately. When I was younger and would have been out kind of clubbing in town, and I did live in the city centre.
Yeah.
It was very vibrant. There was oodles of venues, and it's much less so now, it would seem.
Well, last night on Harcourt Street, it was tumbleweed. And Thursday night, that's unheard of. You know, going back 5 years ago, pre the pandemic, Harcourt Street would have had thousands of people reveling on Harcourt Street, Camden Street, off Grafton Street, Dillier Street. It's just the city is on its knees from a hospitality point of view. It's a number of things. It's the cost of living crisis. It's the lack of policing. It's the lack of taxis, public order, all these things are leading to people, groups of people staying at home or staying and having parties, which, you know, in themselves aren't safe because they're not, there's no security at parties. And it's leading to things like the alcohol lobby group complaining about car crashes on the way home from nightclubs at 5 a.m, which is farcical because there are no nightclubs or car parks. All these accidents and road traffic incidents are happening from people leaving parties where there's alcohol and even
I presume now, in fairness, that there's room for parties and for nightclubs. I don't think that they're either should be the only way that people socialise late in the evening. But just come back to me. I'm really interested because I remember when there was thousands of people on Harcourt Street. It was the norm.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic, before the pandemic, it was that. Is it? What did the pandemic change? Because everyone stayed home for a period of time and it was quite long. You know,
it broke the cycle of people going out. Like Friday morning in offices was vibrant. Talking around the water cooler about what you got up to last night, your night out, and whether it was Coppers or wherever. And that's just gone now because, you know, by and large, people are working from home on Mondays and Fridays. They call it the twat generation that only go to the office Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They're going home to work from home.
But should that not make then Wednesday night or you know, Thursday? Should that not just move the night we go out to a different night? But that's clearly not happening.
You'd have thought, but no, it's not happening. You know, the cost of living crisis has had a huge impact. Rents have spiraled, mortgage payments have spiraled. So people are really struggling. Some people have €1,000 extra.
So the housing crisis is an issue because young people maybe can't get a place to live in town. The cost of living is an issue. And people do say it's expensive to go out and to drink and to do all those things.
Yeah.
Antisocial things, policing, are they issues? People don't want to necessarily be on the streets in Dublin late at night?
Huge. The amount of my friends who've been mugged in Dublin City over the last 2 years is huge. I can count on nearly two hands. It's certainly over five friends have been mugged and had their mobile phones stolen. Aggressive begging in the capital. It's just not a safe place to be. And, you know, on Garda Síochána are under-resourced. And it's really a job for the government and Minister McEntee.
You see very clearly a number of issues there that in order to bring back that sense of, I suppose, vibrancy or dynamism or that kind of vibe that young people, mostly as young people, want to go out into, they're big issues. How can they be fixed, and how can any night czar do anything about any of them?
Well, look, having Ray or any Night Star appointed is good because it's a direct link, and you know he's on the payroll of the state now, and the state have to listen to him. They've appointed him, and they have to listen to what he says, you know, and they have to action what he says rather than just having focus groups and this, that, and the other that they're not really accountable to. Ray will have a direct impact. By having contact with Minister for Justice, having contact with Dublin City Council and all the different policies. People need to feel safe when they go out in the city, and there has to be the crack. And, you know, no one feels that now. Everyone is on edge when they're out in Dublin City, you know, how they're going to get home, whether they're going to be safe if they choose to walk home.
Would taxis and guards make a massive difference? I'm not sure what we can do about the housing crisis, but, you know, overnight. But an abundance of public transport options, including taxis, but maybe also other types of public transport.
Taxis, buses, everything, yeah.
Yeah, so all of that plus a significant visible Garda presence, would that change things?
Yeah, it would have an impact, but also we have to reform our licensing laws that Fine Gael have been talking about for the last 5 years, just dragging their heels on it, you know. And then you've backbench TDs like Charlie Flanagan coming out, who doesn't have any nightclubs in his constituency, want to scrap the whole program for government, where they vowed to reform licensing laws, you know. So we're 4 years talking about this right the way through the pandemic about changing the licensing laws. Our Public Dance Hall Act goes back to 1935. It's on par with what the New York licensing was in 1926. That was it was anti-dancing. It was anti-black music. It was anti everything. You know, so it's archaic, our licensing law. It's nearly 100 years old. So we can't put on events unless we go to a court a month in advance and apply for a special exemption order. You know, so we're missing loads of bookings from
I do see that something has changed and shifted. Before I let you go, I can't remember the exact statistic, but I saw it a week or two ago. The number
88
of
nightclubs left. Yeah. Read your mind. 88 nightclubs left in the state.
And there used to be, am I right in thinking, hundreds and hundreds?
There's nearly 600 nightclubs, yeah, and there's 88 left in the state, yeah.
It's shocking when you look at it that way, but it's also shocking for our young people, I think.
Well, I've said it before, it's like a rite of passage, going out clubbing and learning to dance, having that joy, the energy, the exuberance of a big dance track coming on, like back in our day.
It's also how you met people, friends, partners, whoever. Anyway, look.
I still have shingles down or tingles down my spine when I think of when I first heard Robert Miles' Children in the System nightclub. I went, wow. And, you know, our Born Slippy Underworld in whatever other club 92. It's just amazing. So, our youth of today need to experience that.
Yeah, they're spending too much of their time online. It would be better for them to be out and about as well. But look, thank you for that and for summarising all of that for us. That is Ian Redmond there, operator of the Ohana Tiki Bar in Harker Street and co-owner of Hyde in Dublin. Let us know what you think about all of it. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place. You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.